Go behind the scenes with Colleen.
Top of the morning.
Hey, Colleen.
Hey, Ricky. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. That's a great Irish name.
Do you know what it stands for?
No, and I should.
It's the Irish word for girl. Colleen is what they call a girl.
Ah, right. My knowledge of Irish Gaelic is not good. Sadly, I didn't learn it in school. I think I only know the swear words.
It doesn't matter. You have the accent. That's all you need.
Oh, thank you.
Well, Happy New Year. I'm still saying that. And congratulations on the new record, When Life Was Hard and Fast.
Thank you, Colleen.
You're welcome. Before we talk about the songs on the album, go ahead and introduce us to the guys in your band, Ricky, and then we'll touch on those special guests.
Sure. The hardcore band that we sort of recorded the record was myself on guitar and vocals. Keith Nelson, ex-Buck Cherry, co-produced the record with me, co-wrote the songs. He's on guitar. Xavier Muriel, who's also ex-Buck Cherry, played drums. And then Robbie Crane from Black Star Riders played bass guitar.
And some of the guests, you've got Andy Taylor, Dizzy Reed, mm-hmm. and the guy who brought you in to Thin Lizzy, Mr. Joe Elliott. Are you guys good buddies?
Oh, Joe and I go way back. Joe's been so good to me over the years and been such a good friend. I was best man at Joe's wedding. That's how close we are. And he's been a mentor to me. And I love Joe because he's so honest. And I'm always sending him my ideas and I'm working on stuff. And I know he'll give me the brutal truth whether I like it or not. Right. And, you know, who's going to argue with a guy that sold 150 million records, right?
Sure.
So he's just been a good ally and a good friend. And he's a great musician. And it's really kind of inconceivable for me to think about doing a solo record and not have Joe involved in some point or in some way on the record.
And the record did not come about because of the whole lockdown. You had started this before, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Colleen. The whole thing was done, recorded, and sort of put to bed in 2019. April 2019 is when we mm-hmm. recorded and finished the record. So, obviously, you know, 7-8 months before this pandemic was coming down the pipeline. And so I had real no bearing on it at all, which is kind of funny because sometimes the way you hear some of the song titles or the content, it's kind of a bit prophetic that even the title When Life Was Hard and Fast could have been written last year while all this was going on, but it wasn't.
Right, and the title track, I just watched the video too, and you've got some cool vintage race cars in the video. What was that all about?
Thank you. Well, there's a real personal connection. That's a road race that took place between 1926 to about 1938 mm-hmm. in County Down in Ireland, where I'm from. And it was a huge race. It was called the Ards TT, and it used to attract about 250,000 people every year. But the cover shot on my album, you see a crash scene depicted on this kind of bank on this field, and all these spectators were overlooking the scene. And that's actually a field that was on my grandfather's farm that used to back onto the actual race course.
Wow.
So it was a huge family connection with me, and I was able to trace back and find the old footage and find a lot of these photographs from back in the day.
Yeah, it's a great video. Really is.
Thank you.
One of the other songs, Clown of Misery, I understand you recorded that on your iPhone, and that's how it stayed?
I did, man. You know, much as the curse of technology, it can be a bad thing sometimes.
Right.
It's obviously brought us so many good things, too. Obviously, the last year we'd have been lost without internet and mm-hmm. all that kind of good stuff. But, yeah, I usually, when I get an idea, I pick up the iPhone and I just yell it into the phone. And this one was no different. And I sent it to Keith Nelson. I went, hey, man, you know, I think this is a good idea. You know, I think we should get in the studio and work on this idea. And Keith's like, it's done. And I was like, what are you talking about? It's done. It's an iPhone recording, bro. We can just go in and polish it up. He said, no. He said, I love this. He goes, there's a desperation and a feeling that you've captured here that we're not going to, I don't want to polish it up. I don't want to try and change the magic you've captured here. He said, let's just distort it a little bit. Let's put a few crackles on it. Make it sound like an old 78 RPM single that Woody Guthrie or Hank Williams would have put out in the late 40s. And I went, that's genius. And that's what we did. And it was a great call on his part.
And it worked. It really did. It sounds awesome. The whole album is great. You've got a companion CD too called Stairwell Troubadour. 11 songs, bunch of covers. You got a couple really good ones by Elvis and Johnny Cash. What's up with the Britney and the Dead or Alive?
Yeah, right. What's going on there? You know, it's something that I did this album about 6 or 7 years ago as part of a fan sort of limited edition VIP thing. And this time around the record label, I'd say, hey, you got any bonus tracks? And I was like, oh, you know, I'm not sure. My manager goes, yeah, you got this covers album you did a few years ago. It's never been readily available. Let's put that on as a bonus disc. And I was like, okay. And really, you know, obviously it's the obvious ones that you'd expect me to cover, because yeah, I wear my influences all obviously on my sleeve with the Johnny Cash and the Ramones and Eddie Cochran and Elvis. But the Britney one was just, you know, I think my youngest daughter was singing that song a lot at the time. And I think I learned how to play on acoustic guitar just so I could play it to her. And I kind of went, wow, this kind of works. This kind of works at this real basic level. This is actually a really good, well-written pop song. Let me see if I can have some fun with it. And that's really where it came from. Next thing I know, I'm in the studio, you know, putting this Britney Spears song down. And I just think it's kind of funny that, you know, who'd expect this tattooed Irish guy to,
right,
you know, be covering Britney Spears. And the whole, it's a bit of fun.
It is fun.
It's no more than that.
It works.
Yeah.
And Ricky, I saw you a couple years ago on the Rock Legends cruise. How fun was that?
Oh, man, that's such a good cruise, isn't it? You know, I was just talking about that with somebody the other day. I think we were due to maybe do one this year again, but obviously we couldn't. And I love that cruise. I love the vibe on that ship. And we've done it twice now. We've done it with Finlay and Black Star Riders. And it's great.
Yeah, fingers crossed we'll see some live shows in the near future, because I'm sure you're jonesing.
Colleen, it's been almost a year and a half. I last played it. My last show was in Prague in the Czech Republic in November 2019.
Have you gotten some more new tattoos in your downtime? What was your first tattoo?
I haven't, because the tattoo out here in California, the tattoo stores have been pretty much closed for the last year. Yeah. I'm planning on getting something. I'm actually planning on getting the skull logo on the new album tattooed on me if I can find some room. And that's my next tattoo. The first one I ever got was, it was a Celtic. Somebody bought me like a Celtic bracelet and had a great sort of Celtic snake design on it, and that's the first one I ever got.
It had to be
way back in the 80s. Yeah.
You working on any more Black Star Riders music?
Absolutely. Been working with our guitar player Christian Martucci on a lot of demos. We've got about 13, 14 songs finished demo wise, and our plan is to get into the studio this summer here in LA with Jay Rustin again, that produced the last Black Star Riders record. So hopefully that music will be out 2022. So yeah, all systems go on Black Star Riders.
All right. Meanwhile, go get it when life was hard and fast. Ricky Warwick, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Colleen. Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Can I get an Irish Ricky Warwick station ID before you go?
Hey, folks, what about you? This is Ricky Warwick. Happy St. Patrick's Day from 100.7 The Bay.
Thank you, my friend. Hope to see you soon.
Thank you. Thanks, Colleen.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Hear every episode of Behind the Scenes with Colleen at thebayonline.com or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.